And now this is a dictation for Rano, R-O-N-A-L-D, all word, A-L-W-A-R-D, October 144. Addresses a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mr. Allward, has chronic kidney disease and heart issues, last visit in May. Comes in person, no hospital visit, has completed treatment for gout on the left foot, doesn't know what. Weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood or incontinence, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, has a sleep apnea but refuses to use it, too tight, denies the use of inhalers, pure lay material hemoptysis, no syncope, review system negative, medication list review, a low dose of bisoprolol, aldactone Vumex. Next paragraph, weight 166, blood pressure 120/67, repeat right side 102/58, no RAL wishes, no consolidation pleural effusion, no growth JVD, no pericardial RAP gallop, no ascites, tendon esomasis, no edema, focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, OGOS, creatinine 2, which is baseline, and malanemia 13.4, low platelets 135, low normal white blood cell, low lymphocyte, normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 21, present GFR 33, normal calcium albumin phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 3, no progression over time, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction 40%, continuous salt fluid restrictions, tolerating diuretic aldactone. Next number, tricuspid bioprosthetic valve. Next number, right side heart failure, presently no evidence of gross pleural effusion or ascites. Next number, coronary artery disease, stenting, presently not active. Next number, severe pulmonary hypertension. Next number, pacemaker, tachybrady syndrome, atrial fibrillation. Also, atrial appendage ligation, patient not on anticoagulation. Next number, blood pressure, well controlled. All issues discussed with the patient, come back on the next 4 to 6 months.